Hello. It's been a while. Actually, here's the funny thing. It doesn't seem like a while for me because I actually had to record a podcast for one of my classes for like the final projects. And this is me recording another podcast episode about 3 days later, but this time it's for you guys and not for my history professor. Shout out. Yeah, I know it's been a while. I know that I say this at the beginning of every episode, but I didn't make any promises last time that I was going to record. And honestly, for a good reason. I've had finals week. I've been in finals week, just finished, actually. So, another quarter down. This is my fifth, end of my, my, at the end of my fifth quarter here at Northwestern. And yeah, I mean, I'm glad it's over. It's March 14th. Happy Pi Day. I hope everybody's enjoying some pie. And yeah, if you don't know, like, welcome to Yellow Fever. I'm one of your hosts, Brandon Chen, and this is the podcast where we talk about anything and everything. So, okay. I was not intending on recording. I'm not gonna lie. Sorry, it's my spring break and I wanted to rest. But I guess this is also restful. Like, I love doing this, so it's like, why not? So it's March 14th, and like March 14th is not a super special day. It's Pi Day, right? Some would say that's the best part of March 14th. But I saw yesterday, well, actually, this is more of a March 13th thing and not a March 14th thing. But COVID was pretty much 4 years ago to the day. Like, lockdown was exactly 4 years ago, about. And I like was going through like the Yellow Fever archives, and I found the one episode that Chloe and I did about like a year of COVID-19. And this is 4 years of COVID-19, right? This is the fourth year, except this time things are like normal now. You know, things are normal, and I think it's just a little bit crazy that it's been 4 years since the initial lockdown. So this is the perfect opportunity for me to catch you guys up on my life and talk about COVID because it's been 4 freaking years. It's been so long. And yeah, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like this is the perfect time to do it. End of the quarter, you know, I'm reflecting, being a little introspective. You know, why not be introspective about the last 4 years as a whole? A lot of things have changed, I feel like. Obviously, naturally, what you would expect with 4 years of growth. But when COVID first hit, I was 15 years old, and now I'm 19 years old. So, I mean, if you do the math there, that's 4 years. But a lot has changed, and I mean, it isn't really like nobody ever really thinks about it. I feel like in general, people don't really think about how much they've changed since, like the beginning of a pandemic. You know, because it's like, how often are people living through pandemics? Obviously, more often than we'd like, but not super common. Yeah, I mean, COVID. Just to give a brief recap, I grew up in New York City, so it was pretty bad. I did not go back to school. I mean, I was a sophomore at the time. The latter half of my sophomore year got cut off, and then I didn't go back to school till I was a senior, which is, first of all, fucking crazy, right? Like, this is the one thing that I've realized is that the 4 years of college that I'm spending right now, or the 4 anticipated years that I'll be in college, knock on wood, Jesus, is gonna be like my first full like 4 years of school at like one place. Because in high school, I spent a year and a half of my 4 years in my bedroom, you know, like in remote learning. But yeah, like I hate to like, this isn't like to like bring down the mood, but it's been kind of a like a really, really like interesting journey. And this is about to get really like introspective, and I'm about to talk about myself a lot and get kind of deep into get like deep in about things, you know. I know I didn't really plan. I didn't really like plan out a layout. I don't usually like plan out a script for these scripts, but usually I have some sort of like outline for things I'm going to talk about. But this time I'm just going to talk. Also, because I have a flight tomorrow morning and I'm kind of exhausted. So I from finals. So this is the best you're going to get out of me right now. But I think this is actually kind of important because I think it's important that we all kind of just like think about it because it's been 4 years, right? And you can't say that. And here's the beauty about COVID, even though there were a lot of bad things, it was mostly bad. But you can't say that you're the same person that you were when lockdown first started, because like even on through like a psychological lens, like we all had to go through so much during that period of time where we were all locked into our houses, whether or not you like realize it, like we were all like shut out from social interaction for such a long time. And thank God we had the internet, because what would have happened if we didn't have the internet? But I mean, time traveling back to like March 13th, 2020. Chloe and I talked about this, but I did not go to school because I had COVID. So I like got a little bit of an earlier lockdown than anybody else. But I mean, in the grand scheme of the lockdown, which was over a year long, wasn't really that big of a deal. But I remember being in a pretty bad place in March of 2020. I remember being kind of like, I felt like the abrupt ending to my sophomore year was in a really, really awful time. I had issues with my friends. I had issues with myself primarily, which then like resulted in issues with my friends and my social circles and things like that. And after like going through your first year of high school and getting so used to things again, and like, you know, you finally feel like you're getting acclimated. You finally feel like you're starting to understand high school a little bit. And, you know, like coming from like the college perspective now, like it's kind of like what? But yeah, having only about like 6 months of my sophomore year to like feel acclimated and get used to it, and then all of a sudden have to completely switch my style of learning, completely change my daily activities and my daily routines and things like that. I couldn't, you know, couldn't be outdoors. I couldn't be indoors in public spaces and things like that for such a long period of time. And I felt like it was just change after change after change. And like I think that that change is like so brutal, like in a way that like being 15, like you don't really, I don't really, I didn't really realize it. I just kind of was like, this is my life. It kind of sucks that I can't go outside. But I think it had way larger effects on me that I didn't really anticipate. And I know that like everybody goes through like their little transformative period around like the ages of 15 to 16 or 17, but I think that COVID really put it in perspective, like how like COVID really kind of just put you in your own little bubble, like quite literally and like also like figuratively, because I couldn't see other people. I don't know where it was for other, I don't know how it was for you guys, but I was not able to see other people, and I was not able to go outside and have fun. You know, I was the manufacturer of my own enjoyment, right? So like it was just me and my family, obviously. But you know, like I didn't have my friends around me. I wasn't seeing people. I was like calling people and like FaceTiming them, but that wasn't really the same thing as like hanging out with my friends, you know. And I was already a super extroverted kid, so like going into COVID, it was kind of tough that I just couldn't like see people anymore. But the one thing that is nice about COVID, and it's kind of like a double-edged sword, is that you kind of are kept alone all of the time. Like I was forced to like be in my own head. I was forced to like process every single thought that I had, every single emotion that I had, every little like feeling that I was feeling was magnified in a sense. But not even that it was magnified. It's just that I had suppressed them for so long because school, you know, it's way easier to distract yourself when you have, you know, thousands of people around you all the time, like focusing on their own thing, and you have so many things to worry about. But with COVID and not having school and not really worrying about anything other than like surviving, you really are just like in your own head. And I think that's like, I think that like, although that comes with like its moments of like depression and like loneliness and feelings and like feelings of like self-worthlessness and things like that, I do think that like it's kind of an important like learning curve. It's kind of an important like experience in your life, I would say. And there are things that I think that COVID like catalyzed for me that like would not, like I would be a completely different person, I think, if COVID hadn't happened. And I'm talking about like, and I'm not talking about like the illnesses and the deaths and things like that, although that is like virtually what COVID is. I do think that like for the vast majority of us that have survived the pandemic, I think that there's a lot of like social implications and like psychological implications that like, I don't know, I like started journaling over COVID, and I remember it was like kind of tough. I remember being in a really bad place, not really understanding who I was, struggling with my identity and things like that. And I felt like quite frankly, and I felt like, I don't know, I think that it's really easy when you are alone all of a sudden to feel like you have nobody around you, even though like objectively, you kind of do know that you have people around you in a sense. Like, you, it's like this battle of like sitting in your bed all day and like laying in bed all day and being like, I don't see people at all the time. Maybe that means that there's something wrong with me, or maybe that means that my friends don't like me, or maybe that means that like nobody wants to check up on me because nobody cares about me. But in reality, it's like, dude, there's a fucking global pandemic going on. It's probably not you, you know, it's not about you. And I think that like being an extroverted person kind of like drove those thoughts a lot, because I thrived off of like social interaction. I thrived off of, and I fed off of people. I fed off of the people of other people's energies and not really my own, because it was so easy to supplement my own thoughts or to counteract my own thoughts with other people. Like, it was just the easy thing to do. And even when things started opening up again, I felt like I had missed out on so many life opportunities. I had missed out on so many like core high school experiences, which at the end of the day is like kind of true, but like not really. I still had like prom. I still experienced prom. I still experienced graduation, although like slightly modified, but like I still experienced all of it. And there are people out there, yeah, there are people who are older or younger than me who like missed graduation, missed prom, like didn't have any of that stuff. But it was like, yeah, it was kind of like a period of self-discovery that ended up, it's weird. Cause like you're in isolation for so long and you get lonely and you discover so much about yourself, but not quite enough about yourself before you're thrown right back into the world. And in that case, it's like time kind of freezes in like in your head, but also time obviously is happening around you. So then when you do get thrown back into the world, you feel like you have to make up for all of your lost experiences with all of that like isolation time and all those isolation thoughts also in the back of your head, because right, it's an accumulation. Like everything that happened after the lockdowns were lifted is just an accumulation of everything from what could have been and what was, you know? You have like the thoughts that you have during the isolation. And then you also have these lingering thoughts of like, what if isolation never happened? What should I have done instead? Maybe, you know, like drink, I don't know what, like whatever high school students do, whatever, like the canonical, like high school experiences. But yeah, I got into senior year, just kind of my life just picking up like this, like it was super quick. I felt like I had to get so many experiences under my belt. I felt like I needed to be an academic weapon, but also like make so many friends and meet all the people that I maybe would have never gotten the chance to meet because I was alone and all the things like that. It basically made me live 2.5 years of college within one, which is like a lot, first of all. Like you get excited, you see people again. It's kind of like a dog, right? Like a little puppy, if you leave a little puppy at home and you come back from work, they just get so, oh my God, they just get so excited. They just like tail wagging. They're so excited to see you. They kind of like lose control over like their own like body, and they kind of like run into things and like are like jumping on you and like are super, and they're just like releasing a lot of energy. And that's what it felt like being isolation was, right? Like you go into isolation, you have all of this like pent up like socializing energy and the social energy. And also like, over time, as you're like not socializing as much and your social needs aren't being met, they also naturally like lower a little bit. So then when I came back, I also felt like I was super excited to see people and like really wanted to like get all of like life under my belt, and I wanted to live life for what it was and, you know, be a high school senior in New York City and like go to parties and hang out with friends and get all of my first experiences in, but also like not having the same capacity to do that anymore because I had been inside for so long and I've been so used to like low energy, like things like that. So that, like, it was once again another adjustment. So I went like, you go through like 3 or 4 different adjustment periods over the course of high school if you are the same age, like if COVID hit you around the same time when it hit me. And it's tough, dude. Like, you basically are living constantly in a state of transition and you're constantly living in a state of adjustment where like nothing feels solidified. Nothing feels solid. You don't really feel secure or stable in anything because anything could change in any minute, right? And then I got into college, and then it was like, wow, like completely new turnover, a completely new leaf. You know, like I'm going to school in the Midwest. None of my friends are going to school with me. I'm going to school pretty much by myself with like a few people that I know. But like Northwestern's so like big enough that like I don't actually see people. And like, I had a random roommate. I had, you know, new friends, and I was like meeting new people. And once again, it was like, you can kind of tell that people were still kind of rushing, like what it would be like to be in college. Like, and I don't mean that in like an elitist, like New York type of way, but like growing up in a big city and growing up around so many people and so many like opportunities for experience and learning, you kind of like really get this, like you really get like all of your first experiences done earlier. And I don't know if COVID actually had an impact on that, but I feel like people in college, especially my freshman year, it was just a lot of like people blacking out, a lot of people greening out, a lot of people, you know, still learning their limits. And just kind of like, you know, experiencing college and being a college student, right? Like what it means to be a college student and like what it means to, you know, finally be on your own and like without your parents and like, and you're just like wandering around exploring this world that is yours to live. And like, obviously with that, you're a huge learning curve, right? But I think COVID contributed to that a little bit. I think that COVID, because it had halted so much, people were either like rushing to live life, or they were like, well, yeah, I guess there's no like or to that. It's just like people were rushing to live life. And I mean, I'm guilty of that too. You know, like I, you know, didn't experience college for what it was. And I didn't really experience high school for what it was either, like being a normal high school student, because once again, I'd been gone for a year and a half, you know? And like a lot of things have happened since then. I mean, I feel like the biggest development from COVID for me personally has been understanding who I am as a person and understanding the changes that I've had in my personality and the changes I've had just with myself, right? Like physically, emotionally, things like that, that have like really like been shaped through COVID, right? Like four years later, like I'm this person, I can say now that I'm way more comfortable in my identity and my sexuality and things like that. And that's like not the place that that was nowhere near where I was at 4 years ago. Like if you had asked like 15-year-old me that I would be where I am today in terms of like my security and myself and my identity, my 15-year-old self would call bullshit immediately, because I lived in such a restrictive world and like such a restrictive society where I felt like I couldn't like ever discover who I was in a safe way. But like even coming into college, I wasn't really super confident. Like I knew where I was at, but I didn't know, like I didn't really experience what it was like to be like sexually confident. And college has taught me a lot about that. And I think that everybody kind of was on like an even level playing field. And I think college kind of mitigated COVID in that sense, at least for me, because I lived, by the time I got to college, like pretty much all COVID restrictions like weren't really a thing, aside for the fact that I got COVID like my freshman year. But like, other than that, like COVID restrictions were not a big deal. COVID restrictions were not like, people weren't like masked up walking around. There were still people who were doing that, but like the vast majority of people were not doing that because there was nothing in place that said that you had to, right? So everybody's on the same playing field and everybody's like coming into this place, adrenaline pumping, life hungry. Like everybody's hungry for life, and you learn fast. Like you learn fast. And I think being a part of the quarter system also contributes to that, but you learn fast. Like you learn a lot of things really fast. But I think that what's important and what is good that COVID gave us the opportunity to do, and what I'm grateful for COVID for and lockdown and things like that, is this opportunity that I got to actually like be introspective and understand myself and learn about myself and come to terms with who I am as a person, while also like without all of the external distractions. You know, I think that growing up in such a big city and growing up in such a big school and then coming to another big school, like it's just like people left and right. You don't really get this chance to like, whew, like breathe, you know? And I feel like, I think that gets tough, right? Because it's like you're young, right? And let's be honest, nobody really wants to like think about themselves, right? Like, I mean, like obviously there are people out there who do, but like you're telling me as like a 15, 16, 17, 18 year old, you'd rather like sit in your room and just ponder about your life and ponder about yourself as opposed to like go out and hang out with people. I mean, there are people who would prefer to do that and by all means do that, but I was not in a place where I had the self-control to decide that like I would just sit in my room and like be okay with being by myself. And I think COVID taught me that it is okay to be by myself. Like I am totally okay with that and I can learn and adjust to being by myself. And I mean, do I think that I've gotten a little more introverted as I've gotten older? Yeah, 100%. But I think that like learning to be comfortable alone is something that like without COVID, I might not be in the same place that I am now with that. And I think that that's really good. So I think 4 years later, I think I've really, I think I've changed a lot as a person. And I think my outlook on life has also changed a lot. Not in the way that like, oh my God, a pandemic could hit us in every moment. Let me just tell everybody and make sure that I love them. You know, not like that. Cause that's like kind of like the cliche answer, but in a way where it's just like, I don't know. Like there are so many more things where I should be preoccupied with how I'm feeling and how I'm doing in a lot of instances, over like what I'm doing for other people and over how I'm making other people feel. You know, learning to prioritize yourself is something that like if you make the effort to do, and I tried making the effort, you end up getting there and you end up understanding that and being okay with that, which I think is good. I think that there's a really large like discomfort with oneself, and I've noticed that a lot, is that a lot of people are just uncomfortable like with their own self. And I think that's rooted in a lot of issues, obviously, and that's rooted in a lot of other like childhood, like developmental things. But like, I think that it's important to be able to like be comfortable with yourself. And I think that is the number one thing that COVID has left with me and like has, and will live with me for the rest of my life, probably, is this like innate ability to like deeply reflect on myself and deeply reflect on how I'm feeling and how I'm doing and things like that. And it's kind of going to seem like I'm like bragging or whatever, but also like, fuck off. Like whatever. Like, but also like, I think that everybody, and once again, I've said this before, but like growth is not linear. Nobody has the same path. Like if I'm where I am now, 4 years later, and it took you 2 years to get there, or 3 years, or 5 or 6 or 10 years, like it doesn't matter as long as you're getting there or as long as you're comfortable with where you are. And also, I'm not the one to tell you that, like, I should not be the one to tell you that this is how you should be living your life and this is how you should have spent your quarantine. Because if you spent your quarantine playing video games, having a great time with your friends, that's just as good for your development. That's just as good for you and your mental health as it is anything else. You know, like if you're having fun and if you're having a good time, totally fine. Like whatever you do to take care of yourself is good. And I shouldn't be the one to tell you how to do it. But yeah, I mean, I don't really have much else to say. But I guess the moral of the story is I like 4 years later, I'm a better person. Like 4 years later, I feel like I have a much better grasp on life. And also I'm like totally way more accustomed to change and things that are changing around me all the time. And it is constant. Like things are always changing around me. Like whether it's like the tiniest things, like where my candle is on my desk or like where my friendships are with people at. And like those fluctuate every day. Those fluctuate every week, every month, every year, things like that. And being comfortable with change, I think that's like one thing that I've learned, even though I feel like it would be nice to have some stability for sure. There are some things that are completely out of my control, like COVID and like how other people feel about me and things like that. Just things that are completely out of my control, that change, right? Like things that change a lot. Like the quarter system. I go to a school that like you take classes for 10 weeks, take finals, have break, come back and repeat for 3 times a year. And I mean, that's just constant change. It's just like always changing. And I'm growing up, right? Like I'm about to turn 20. And I'm going to hit like a very transitional period of my life, as if one that might be even more transitional than whatever I'm in now. But yeah, I think that being comfortable with change is important, and understanding that it's not personal to you. Like things that are like things aren't changing because you're not trying hard enough to keep them the same. Things are changing because they change, right? Like, change is inevitable. It's going to happen. And it sucks while it's happening, but the only thing you can do is adapt and adjust and be at peace with it. I mean, the only thing that doesn't change is yourself, right? Like, you are the person that you are, and you can choose to, you know, stay yourself or stray away from who you actually are. And that's you changing yourself. But I think that's been really important. That's been a really important development for me, I think. And I would love to hear how you guys have changed as well throughout these 4 years of COVID, because I think it's affected everybody a little bit differently and changed everybody a little bit differently. And, you know, you can appreciate individuality a lot more in that way, and that, like, we all grow differently. We all experience different experiences. And yeah, I'm going to stop rambling because now I'm just spewing. But if you enjoyed, you know what to do. You're not stupid. You could follow us on Spotify, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. You can also drop ratings on Spotify, drop ratings on Apple Podcasts. We're pretty much available on every platform that does podcasting. So just search it up, Yellow Fever. And if you want to follow us on Instagram, keep us updated with social media, or if you want to reach out to us, at Official Yellow Fever Podcast on Instagram. And yeah, hope everybody's doing well. Some of you guys are, if you're a college student, some of you guys are on spring break. Some of you guys are not. If you're not, good luck. And wherever you are, I hope you're doing well. I hope you're taking care of yourself, and I will see you guys soon. Bye, guys.